Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got, as you know, every week or so, I take a segment or two and share some thoughts with you, some of the things that are on my mind, just the two of us, and this is that day. So I want to talk about love. You know, Remember the song Tina Turner sang, What's Love Got to Do With It? What's Love Got to Do? I'm not going to sing it. You know the music, the song. I think it was her second most popular song. What's Love Got to Do With It? Well, out here on Main Street in the marketplace, the answer is a lot. Love has a lot to do with it. Indeed, love is the reason people start businesses. We love to make things. We love to sell things like shoes, tires, hamburgers, cars, soap, computers, bread, air conditioners, you get the picture. You love your business. I love my business. Starting and running a business is a love story, isn't it? Yes, I know. Sometimes our businesses are not easy to love. In fact, our businesses are often like a teenager. I mentioned that earlier, didn't I? You may not always like your business like a teenager, right? But you always love it, just like a teenager. You may not always like it, but you always love it, which is a good thing, because if you didn't love your business, you wouldn't come back the day after it gave you the worst day of your life. Have you been a business owner long enough to have had that happen? Have you been a business owner long enough to where when you locked the doors that day, you actually didn't know if it was going to be the last day in the business, that if the sun came up tomorrow, you were actually still going to be in business? And yet you came back the next morning, and sure enough, the door unlocked, and sure enough, a customer came in, and sure enough, things moved on. But it took love for you to do that, right? You had to love what you were doing in order for you to come back after a day like that. But love can also be a problem. Is it possible? You think it's possible to love your business too much? As business owners, we know how to fall in love with our business, but usually we don't know how and when to fall out of love with our business. Here's a great American love story that went wrong. In the early 20th century, the 19th century legacy railroads, the railroads that were formed in the 19th century, in the early 20th century, they thought they were in the railroad business. What they didn't know was they were actually in the transportation business. So they literally thought, well, we're railroaders. But they hadn't made the move. They hadn't philosophically, intellectually made the move to being a transportation entity. So when shipping and travel alternatives came along, like cars and trucks, right, many railroad companies failed because they loved what they did more than how they did it. They loved what they did more than how they did it. Now consider, here are a couple of happy stories, happy love stories. In 1993, IBM's octogenarian business model was in trouble. Top leadership saved the company by realizing they weren't in the computer business anymore. But or they at least didn't need to be in the computer business anymore, but rather they needed to be in the information management business. So they shifted from being hardware, software-centric company to adding services. IBM had to fall out of love with making machines and fall in love with delivering digital information solutions. Here's another story. Founded in 1916, Boeing had deep roots in Seattle. That's where they were founded. They were always a Seattle company. But in 2001, the leadership realized their future was increasingly not in airplanes only, but increasingly in aerospace. And to punctuate that very dramatic decision, that coming to terms with that reality, Boeing moved its headquarters from Seattle to Chicago. They loved what they did. They didn't love where they did it. And they saved the company, just like IBM did. Both IBM and Boeing saved themselves by following what I call Blasingame's law of business love. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What you do, how you love your business, and I know you do, well, I'm serious about all this. I want you to think about it. What do you love about your business? Make a list. Go back over that list and identify anything that might be holding you back. Identify all the things you love about your business and then take an honest look at each one of them and say, okay, is this still serving us? Or is this becoming an impediment? And as you go through the process, listen for and beware of romantic notions that sound like it's how we've always done it. And when you get your people together to go over this list, especially the old heads, the people who have been around a long time, the people that helped you get where you are right now, listen for them saying things like, well, this is how we've always done it. Those aren't love song lyrics, my friend. They're an epitaph waiting to be chiseled into a failed business's tombstone. When you are talking about your business, and you are looking at, you're holding on to hidebound notions, hidebound practices, things that you're comfortable with, your paradigm for how things should be. When you're going through this process of deciding where you should be going in the future, and the more you say things like, this is how we've always done it, the more likely you are to be a business that's waiting to fail. In the 21st century, more than any other time, the choice is yours, reinvention or extinction. Every business has to reinvent itself. And I've had to reinvent myself many times, probably will again before I wrap this thing up, and you will too. And by the way, I mentioned Tina Turner's number two song earlier, What's Love Got to Do With It? Her number one song was Proud Mary. Of course, everybody knows that. So remember Blasingame's law of business love. It's okay to love your business. It's not okay to love how you do business. Think about that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.